All right, as we head into New York, Brandon Belt joins us on KBR 680. The Big Apple, New York, a little different than any other city.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to get lost there, I think, and there's a lot of things you got to figure out once you get there, but you know, when you think of a big league city, I think New York definitely pops into mind.
You ever take the subway?
I have. I've taken it quite a few times. I think it's the easiest way to get to the ballpark. You know, if you want to get into a cab or an Uber or something like that, you usually get stuck in traffic. So, for me, the best bet is to take the subway.
All right, I like it. Now, tokens, or you jump the rail there? What do you do?
Yeah, I usually just jump the rail. I like to do stuff illegally. So, no, I just, you get the little card, you swipe it, you go in, you have fun on the train, and hope you don't see too much crazy stuff on there.
Anybody ever recognize you?
You know, I think we've gotten on there before with a few Giants fans, yeah. But, you know, that seems to be the case anywhere you go. It's just there's always seems to be a good contingent of Giants fans, no matter what road city you're at. So, yeah, I think I've been recognized from Giants fans before. And, you know, like I said, most places you go, you're going to be around some Giants fans, so get ready.
All right, that's Brandon Bell. Very good. I like the report on New York. Restaurants are always pretty good, and the Little Italy and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we usually go to the best Italian food restaurant when I go there. It's probably one of my favorites. It's the original OG, the Olive Garden in Times Square.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are not going to like that I say that, but that's what I like. You know, I want to go to the Olive Garden in Times Square. You know, every now and then I'll try out some new stuff. But, yeah, I don't think you can go wrong with the food in New York City.
All right. I like this. All right. Brandon Belt in New York City. How are the fans? Now, Philly, the fans are always notorious. They were always the roughest fans ever. I don't know if they're still that way. They were on Lincecum, I remember, in 2010, pretty good. But how are the New York fans?
You know, they'll get into you a little bit, but, you know, sometimes that makes it a little bit more fun. And, you know, if they're smart about what they say and they got some, and they take some good hits at you, you know, it's all fun and games and you have a good time out there, kind of competing against not only the other team, but the fans as well.
Yeah, I like it. And how about the newspapers, the back page? You have to wake up in the morning and want to see what the headline looks like.
I don't usually wake up in the morning. It's got to be probably after 12 or 1 when we go on the East Coast. So we'll see what happens. But I usually don't pay too much attention to the newspapers anyway. So that's just the way it's going right now.
All right. I like the headlines. And I guess I wake up in the morning. I guess I do. All right. You're having a nice season so far. A lot of walks.
Yeah. You know, for me, I'm just trying to look for good pitches to hit. And if it's not there, I've been laying off of it a little bit more. You know, cutting down on strikeouts and just trying to put the ball in play. You know, and I think if I can continue with that approach, timing gets a little bit better and stuff like that. You know, I could be in for one of my better seasons. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. I think always getting a good eye at the plate is the key, and not chasing. And I watch that shift on you all the time. Are you tempted to bunt or to hit the other way? Are you at least saying, all right, this time I'm doing it?
You know, sometimes I think it just depends on what the situation is in the game. You know, if we're, you know, behind and we need somebody in scoring position, or if we need to get that run, then I'm probably going to go for the bigger hit. But, you know, if we just need runners on base later in the game and we're behind a couple runs, you know, or maybe even early in the game, we just need runners on base. You know, I'm definitely tempted to do it then. And, you know, I feel fairly comfortable doing it now. I'm not saying I'm going to get it down every time, but it also depends on where the fielders are playing. You know, if they're playing halfway in or if they're playing close enough, you know, I kind of just put it out of my head. But, you know, for the most part, I'm just more worried about hitting line drives, making solid contact. And if I can do that, then I'm going to be in good shape. And, you know, like you said, the way it's going right now is I'm taking a lot more walks. I don't necessarily just feel like I have to bunt at any point in time.
Yeah. Well, you're getting on base, which is a key. Now, then to Cincinnati, you like hitting in that ballpark?
Yeah, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody that doesn't like hitting in Cincinnati. You know, it's a good ballpark, and those balls that you feel like you get and should go out there, and you know, it makes it a lot easier. Makes it a lot easier on you, and you go in there. The goal is to not go in there and change your approach. So if you go in there and change your approach and you try to start hitting balls out of the stadium, you're going to get yourself out. So it's just a matter of sticking with your approach and letting the balls fall where they're supposed to.
How is Cincinnati as a town? We know New York, and it sounds great. You gave a good review of New York. What's Cincinnati like?
You know, It seems like Cincinnati is probably one of those towns that might be affected a little bit more by the economy right now. You don't see tons of people walking around downtown all the time. But for me, it's a good baseball town, you know, and it's fun to go there and play. And if they can fill up those stadiums, you know, it's always fun to go play in front of the Cincinnati fans. And, you know, we also have some good memories there, you know, going back to 2012, you know, when we had to come back 0-2 in the playoffs. So, you know, that's it's always fun to kind of relive those memories when you go back there.
All right. Very good. Good for you. And I know it's early in the morning for you, so I appreciate it. I realize that.
Yeah, I'm halfway awake right now. You know, usually by 12 or so, I'll be up and I'll be good, ready to go.
All right. I know the biorhythms. I got it. Brandon, thanks so much as always.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.